Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Sponsored by Ghostalware.
And now, it's Dads, Lads and Kebabs.
Good evening and welcome to another delightful show on Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Don't mind Mickey, he's just taking ecstasy. With a Barocca.
Cocaine.
Spit it out, Gareth.
Gareth. Is that a typical cocaine user, Gareth? All the Gareths in the world. Hello.
I'm about
Enjoy Gareth. Your sniff.
I'm about Gareth Gates.
Oh, was he a cocaine user?
No, he wasn't. He had a stutter. Spit it out because you were going Gareth. He was going cocaine.
I wasn't.
Yes, you was. Oh, mate.
Donuts. Have a day off.
What? Oh, trust me, mate. I could do a spa day. Do you know, like a little...
He wants to be tickled in the bits.
Ooh, I can't. I struggle with massages. I've had a couple, but I struggle with them. Yeah, I'm too ticklish. I'm not afraid to admit it.
He said, the candles and the soothing music and the oils, and he's getting a massage, and it's like, yeah.
That's how the last time I went for a massage, I went for a couple's massage with a wife, and I had a cold.
With a wife or your wife?
The wife, not they. Not
just some random wife. Hello, come with me.
I think if any bloke has got more than one wife, he's a fucking hell. He either needs a medal or shooting for being mental. But yeah, so I went for a massage, went for a couple's massage, but I had a cold and my missus said, it'll do some good, like you've got a cold.
Yeah.
Problem is, I laid down on a bed. So everything from this point onwards was just going, I was just trying to hold it in because gravity was trying to do the rest. Bearing in mind, you're face down for 45 minutes and my nose was just, and I had to say, excuse me, can I stop? Because I need to blow my nose. Blew my nose and what I can only describe as the dirtiest of green slime come out of my nose while having the massage. It's horrible.
Was it the aroma and the oils and the smells releasing the
bunged-upness? It was everything. It was just too much. So I haven't been for massage since.
I like massages. They're nice, but I find that they're quite painful though. Because when they do it properly, they get right in your back, and it's like So I remember going once when I had a really bad back, and I was nearly crying. It fucking hurt. It hurt. You know when it's like. You get a tattoo and they're finished, but then they have to keep wiping it, and then they add the little white bits, the highlights, and then they wipe it again. And that's the most painful bit. It's like, stop doing that now. Stop wiping it. It's fucking red raw. What?
Oh, I love it. I love tattoo.
Oh, you fucking wanker. Anyway, I was crying from massage. It was very good, but obviously... The infected area, the abused area was...
The affected area, not infected. It wasn't infected.
No, it wasn't infected. No, it was just a muscle twinge or pull. Yeah, very painful. Not good, but yeah.
Apart from that, how are you?
I'm all right. Waiting on some news. So by the time you listen to this, I would have found out, but... Who knows? Fingers crossed.
It'll be a good episode or a bad episode. And by the way, it's not chlamydia. He got rid of that weeks ago.
Yeah. And my penis grew back, so that's good. So it can't be that. What else could it be? Who knows? You have to wait until Merry fucking Christmas. We're filming the Christmas episode next week, Niall. We are indeed.
I can't wait. I'm starting to
I've only got one parcel, though. One, two, three things, it feels like.
Okay. You're missing one, and I checked the tracking this evening, and it's just giving me that in transit. No, no, it's UK based. It's just it's in transit. So I was like,
oh, okay. Well, we've got until next week, so it's all good.
Other than that, you'll just have otherwise, a surprise.
Otherwise, I have to call you that.
Brilliant. What's that? That card?
That's a Christmas card, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, from yeah. A local artist who was making them.
Oh, very nice.
Because I went to Christmas market, didn't I, the other week?
Mm.
Yeah.
How was local. It?
That's good. We spoke about it. He's forgot.
Yeah, we did. Did you have the schnitzel?
The schnitzel flixel, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
only once because it hurt. It.
No, did you not have some of the German sausages? I love a German Christmas market.
It wasn't. It was a local one in fucking community centres. It's not a proper one like you went to. Fucking hell. I did go Christmas shopping today, though.
Mm-hmm. Did you get much?
Yeah, a few bits. Yeah, I was impressed. We looked in loads.
Couple of bits.
Went to the lakes. So, the Rushden of the lakes. So, yeah. Nice. I love Rushden Lakes. It's not normally my usual place I go to, but... I quite like that place, so yeah.
Parking's a bit.
It's a bit fuckish. Yeah, fuckish.
It can be really good, or it can be shit.
After about three on a weekday, it's empty. But
and then 5 o'clock comes. It's rammed. I went to Marks and Spencer's the other night to get some dinner, as you do, you know, as people do. And basically, I'm gonna have a rant in a minute, but yeah.
Yay!
Basically, the parking at 5 o'clock was fucking atrocious.
I can imagine getting into the lakes is atrocious at 5 o'clock rush hour.
Well, I seen tonight all the roads were broken, weren't they? Apparently, all roads leading in and out everywhere.
I left about about 2 o'clock.
You just eat what was on your jumper. That could have been anything.
It was. I just had some sausage casserole that I've been cooking since 9 o'clock this morning. So it's been on for 8 hours. Nice.
Oh.
Yeah, I hope that was pee. Although I didn't have peas in it. Broccoli. I don't know.
So yes.
Carry on.
Traffic. 2 o'clock. You left at 2.
Yeah. Oh, I left it too. Yeah. Yeah, traffic was all right then. Yeah, sorry. My story. Go back to your story now about traffic there. Yeah, the other night you went to M&S to get some overpriced crap food. Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah. No. It was lovely food, actually. I made a Philly cheesesteak baguette for me and the wife.
Can you answer me a question? There's a takeaway place like McDonald's, KFC that was selling that. Which place was it? I went in McDonald's about 3 weeks ago looking for that, and I'd seen the adverts and it was not on the menu.
Oh my god! Let me make you my Philly cheesesteak. So I made a full size baguette of a Philly cheesesteak. This I can't even do it. Like this big.
What is in it? Tell me the ingredients.
Oh, so there's steak, there's peppers, there's onions. Obviously, it's marinated garlic, butter. And then herbs, and then balsamic dressing, and then I add a few other little.
What cheese is it? Kind of Philadelphia cheese.
No. So I use Red Leicester mozzarella. It's not the traditional way. Everyone's like, that's not how you make a Philly cheesesteak. That's how I make my Philly cheesesteak. Well, it's not the original. It's my way. It's up to me. It's up to me. And that's it. But anyway, so I'm going to have a little rant. Do you mind if I have a rant? So
carry on, mate. I'll put my feet up.
Oh, you put them up. Put them up. Take a load off. Have a minute. So I'm going to say that we ordered some food items for Christmas as gifts.
From where?
From a very, very respectable, well-known... posh brand, let's say.
Waitrose.
No, a bit more.
Harrods.
On par, but less.
Fuck knows. So I don't go in places like that. I'm poor.
No, you're not poor. You fucking am. No, you're not.
I got like £30 in my bank until you like 20.
Too smart. Right. That's okay. It's beautiful.
Poor motherfucker. Carry on.
You got petrol in your car. You're good. You got credit cards. Credit cards make you rich. You know that.
I've got 60 miles on my tank as well, so I need to fill up as well tomorrow.
But there you go, see. So, very respectable brand. Won't mention any names. Fortnum & Mason.
Do they have a collar? Who are they?
Yeah. They do big hampers and they have like F and M written on them. Fortnum & Mason, anyway.
Whatever, Trevor.
Basically, we tried some biscuits one year from this respectful store.
Yes.
These biscuits turned out to be the best biscuits I have ever taken. I told you about the White Force.
I think we've spoken about them. Yeah, yeah.
She spent 40 quid on them.
40 quid on biscuits, yeah.
So this year, we placed a large order for multiple items because we do like the store. And every time we are in the London Borough, we do pop in and buy a few household essential items. So we bought some items. One, two, three, four, six items to be delivered. We ordered. It came up to about £135 worth of items for six items. I know. Sounds cheap, but it is. Bargain. We ordered these items. Set items derived in the branded Royal Appointment Fortnum & Mason box. And it was damp. The box was damp.
It made you that excited. Sorry.
Oh, no. Not in a good way. So the DPD driver kindly handed me the box. And as I touched the bottom of it, my fingers
went inside.
Pressed through the cardboard. And it wasn't like a nice situation of poking something that's wet.
Did something leak in the box?
No, nothing leaked. So I was like, fuck's sake. However, I was like, no, it'd been left out in the rain. That's what it was. It looked like it had been sat on a pallet and it was at the bottom of the pallet and the water had been splashing at the side of it.
Okay.
So the entire box was wet. So then I opened the box to reveal the items. Been very well packed. The box was trashed, but the items were very well packed in their own little compartments.
Were they okay? They weren't damaged?
They weren't okay.
Oh, okay.
So The Christmas pudding was at the bottom. It was completely soaking wet. And the cardboard just broke apart. The two tubs of biscuits that we bought, they're in metal tubes. I can only just, you know what I mean, like a metal tube. And basically, it's like somebody went like that to just karate chop them. They were dented, both of them, down the middle. Bearing in mind, we're not keeping them. These are gifts. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I ordered a jar of the Christmas blend. Inside the lid was all wet.
Christmas what?
Christmas blend coffee.
Oh, coffee, sorry.
Ground stuff, you know. Yeah. Stuff you put in the percolator. So, yeah. So it was all wet. It's just like... And basically, very kindly, at the top of it, there's a piece of paper that says, if there is an issue with your delivery, please contact us. We'll get back to you in less than 10 minutes and we'll resolve it. I think it's lovely. Also, they sent a Christmas card as well because you spend so much money. They actually give you a personalised Christmas card. Very nice. Not so welcome at the time when you realise all your contents are soaking wet. So basically, they have this thing where you contact them through WhatsApp and they will message you back within 10 minutes to get the ball rolling. 24 hours went by. We had no response. So... shit customer service starts there. So then I call them, and I'm like, right, I'll call them. I was on hold for 16 minutes. I explained the situation. The gentleman on the phone, very helpful, terribly sorry. Like, just said, allow me a minute. On the call for 32 minutes in total. Allow me a minute. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold. Puts me on hold. Cuts me off. Does he call me back? 2 hours later, does he fuck? Ring him up again. Another half an hour on hold. Like, another half an hour out in the queue. Speak to them. Another young lady. Gets this sorted. Oh, I said, I've already spoke to somebody about this. Yeah, he's not logged it. Yeah, I told him the entire situation. I sent in the pictures. No, you're going to have to email me the pictures of what's happened. Okay, yeah, no problem. I'll do that. Send them to her.
She says, right, I'll go and have a look, see what's going on. Puts me on hold. Cuts me off.
Their fucking machines aren't very good, are they?
So, 20 minutes goes by. She then rings me back.
Oh.
And says, terribly sorry got cut off. My laptop died, so I thought I'd better end the call. That's the words. My laptop died, I thought I'd better end the call. What, are you supposed to just cut me off because you can't find your charger? No.
Oh, dear.
So then she says, let's get this sorted out for you once and for all. I said, as long as you're not going to hang up on me now, don't hang up on me because I need to sort this out. I said, these are Christmas gifts, and I'm getting a little bit concerned now that they might not show up on time. As you can tell from the tone of my voice, I'm very upset. And she says, no, we'll get it sorted. So she says, allow me a moment. I am going to put you on hold. But
I won't cut you off.
I won't cut you off. So she puts me on hold. 10 minutes. Comes back and says, okay, so I've got the order. What we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and contact this department. They can repack the order and send it out to you. No problem. Goes away, puts me back on hold. Comes back and says, I'm terribly sorry, but the biscuits that you ordered, they're part of our Christmas range. And they are now, unfortunately, out of stock. And she says, they have been out of stock for the past 3 weeks. And I said, well, that's funny. I said, because I ordered these 3 days ago and they arrived ever so quickly. And I said, wait a second. So are you telling me that the items I ordered were more than likely already damaged before you packed them? Because why would you miraculously have 2 jars of these biscuits
that are out of stock?
That are out of stock. No. That won't have happened. Okay, no problem. She says, can you go on the website, pick 2 other different flavors of the biscuits that you'd like? And I said, and she said, we will replace them. And I said, well, no, they're not replacements. They're substitutes because they're not the ones I wanted. Mm. Bear in mind, these, like I said, these biscuits are £22 a jar. So I'm like, okay, so I'll go on, pick 2, give them to her. She says, yep, that's fine. I'll go away, order them, check they're in stock. She goes away. She comes back and says, yes, they are in stock. I'll add them to the order. Now, the jar of coffee, the Christmas blend jar of coffee that you ordered,
is out of stock.
Is no longer in stock. So I said, what is in stock? Like, what's in stock? Like, you're telling me I've ordered this Christmas blend of coffee. Excuse me, I'm going to cough for a second because I need to cough. So I said, what is in stock? And she says, well, go on the website, have a look, tell me what you want, and I'll place it on the order. So the jar of coffee that I ordered was £15 for this big jar. It's a giant one.
Yeah.
And I said, well, there's nothing on there. The only one that's on there is the expensive trio pack of 3 different coffees, which is £40. So I just gave her the code. And she was like, yeah, no problem. I'll add it to the order. So she added that to the order. Christmas pudding was still in stock because nobody eats that shit. Not even me. And I fucking paid for it. But it's a gift. We move. So anyway, all in all, 24 hours plus an extra 3.5 hours today trying to deal with it. I am now getting an order on Monday of none of the items that I originally ordered. And she says, are you happy with the service you've received today? And I said, do you want me to be brutally honest with you? I said, no, I'm not. It's just, if anything, I actually want somebody higher than you to give me a call because I am very dissatisfied with the service. The Christmas order that I originally ordered has now gone to an everyday order that I could buy any time.
From anywhere.
I was like, basically, I'm giving somebody 2 jars of fancy biscuits, but they're nothing to do with Christmas. They're not the Christmas ones that I've been telling them about.
Yeah.
So she was like,
You can just discard of the other items.
Okay. No, you can fucking eat the biscuits. Just out of that's what you do, mate.
Oh, so anyway, that's my rent. Is no matter how much you spend in the shop, no matter fucking how much, like how big of a brand they are, if a brand's customer service is shit, it lets the entire thing down. Lets the entire brand down. 100%. Yeah, well,
this is a great way of thinking, though, because it just goes to show it's easier to go into a shop and take something from a shelf. As good and as quick as online shopping is sometimes, you don't get the queues, the parking that we've spoken about, the fighting with people in the shop. At least you can physically pick it up. You know it's there. Right, I'll have that, I'll have three of them, I'll have one of them. You take it home, you know you've got it. Instead of relying on pallets, how they package it, all the shit they're giving you, don't know what it is, what it looks like. Because quite often, I bought stuff today. A couple of them had damaged boxes, so I was hunting through the backs trying to find ones with nice boxes. Because I ain't taking no bent shit. So,
no.
So,
why would I want to give to dented? I'm not just meaning like someone's pushed the metal. I mean, they were straight and now they're a bit like that. I'm like, I'm not going to give them as gifts. That was fucking dreadful.
Yeah. But what you could do, you could use the new packaging, undo the top and put the biscuits from the other one in. And
they're sealed. They're in two separate trays. And
that's what I mean, yeah. So you could say, ignore the packaging. What the label says inside is the famous biscuits I'm telling you about. Maybe it's an idea,
or maybe not.
Or just keep the good ones and fuck the others off. Do you know what? Niall cuts himself off. Where's he gone? Oh, he's back again.
Don't
know what happened there. He's been told. I'm not that woman, you know. I didn't cut you off.
That's what I feel like, man. But yeah, it's the fact that I was cut off twice, and I was just like, at the point as well, I was just raging.
Do you know what it is? This is, I know your life is different to my life, but for a start, I wouldn't spend money like that on those gifts.
It's not me.
And what I'm saying is, that's just karma. Like, stop buying posh shit. I'm sure you can find nice stuff in M&S, like you said. They do very nice posh stuff.
Mate, don't act like you're like an innocent party. You like posh shit.
No, I like posh coffee. And that's about it.
Oi, listen.
I buy the cheapest food I can buy within reason.
You buy cheap loo roll?
I don't buy loo roll. It's my mum and dad's house.
You don't help out and buy like, you know.
No, I pay for electricity. That's a lot. Do you know how much electric I use? In the summer, aircon, constantly charging everything. When I go investigating, I have like 20 batteries to charge, cameras to charge, equipment to charge.
Yeah.
No, they come with normal batteries. You can just put them in.
Little watch batteries. Oh, I see you. I got you. Yeah. I know what the deal is. So yeah, so shit customer services, man. Fucking lets brands down. And I get it. This time of year, like, I always feel for shop assistants this time of year.
Yeah, it's not their fault.
Physical shopping, because you see people. Like, if you think of, like, a regular... What's a regular Primark? If you think of...
Bearing in mind,
this is my idea of hell. Can you imagine working in Primark at, say, 1 o'clock on Christmas Eve?
Oh, awful.
And someone says, can you go and restack this shelf, please? Honestly, at that point, being a bloke, this is it. Like, that'd be gone. Oh.
Talking of customer services, I spoke to you the other day, didn't I, on WhatsApp, about the customer support responses. Do you remember? You probably didn't even look at them. You just ignored me, as always.
No, I never ignore you. What are you talking about?
You know, on Twitter, yeah, and Twitter, X, Facebook, all them, People that complain to custom, like shops and that, McDonald's, M&S, wherever it is, Sky. And then some clever person goes in these comments, changes the logo, but calls themselves customer support.
And they give
the most outrageous fucking replies. Well, I have a few of them if you'd like to divulge with me, Niall.
I'd love to listen.
Yeah?
I would love to listen.
So we have Richard Winchester. This is a comment to McDonald's. Had the worst chicken sandwich ever. Was completely dry, and for some reason the bread had grease on it. Had to throw it in the bin and was left with just the chips. I got it from the drive-thru on the way to work, so I couldn't return it. I expect a refund. Sort yourselves out. This shouldn't happen. Customer support replies, your name is an anagram of shit sandwich. What are your chances? Richard Winchester, fucking hell, they make toilets. And he replies, you can't speak to me like that. I want the address of your head office to take this further. So we've got Deb at Sky. So pleased with the service provided for my new router. Even over the Christmas time, was still delivered and stated on stated date, you said. Customer service is polite and very helpful on the phone. Well done, Sky. Someone's called themselves Sky James. Well, that's just fucking fantastic, Deb. Thanks for letting us know. Thank you for choosing Sky James. Fucking hell. Some of these are funny, man. Some of them are quite bad. I can't probably read out on here. This is a good one. Louise to Marks and Spencers. Do you know Louise?
I don't.
No, okay. Some of the grammar in this are these. They're not very good. It annoys me. So, she says, terrible service in the Queensgate Peterborough store. Two staff gossiping while serving me. It's not the service I expect from M&S. One of the girls was called Claire, but didn't see the other girl's name. Very rude. Customer service replies, don't be a grass, not cool. Louise says, excuse me, is that an attempt at humour? Very unprofessional. I spend a lot of money in your store, and why wouldn't I complain or grass when it's money that pays your wages? And they reply, snitches get stitches. But some of them I've seen, and the actual company replies and says, don't listen to them. They are not real. They're a fake like account. And you've got ones from Tesco, from Costa. It's like fucking out. One of them, I saw there was a thing for, where is it? It was, I'm not going to read it because it's fucking too long and funny though. This is an Argus one. Well done, Argus. You have now lost me as a customer forever. I've had 4 faulty products from you since the new year. A fabric wardrobe which fell apart with 3 months use. An electrical extension lead which didn't work at all. And now my iron has stopped working. I will be returning them all for a refund. Your staff are useless and unsympathetic. Never again. They replied, cool story. Have you thought about turning it into a book? The Iron, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Oh, dear. And she says, you're so rude and abusive. For what is it meant to be a reputable company? I've never been so insulted in my life. Not happy. Stick around, sweetheart. I'll top that.
Oh, my God. That is brilliant. That is so good.
Yeah, that's fucking loads.
I love people could think of stuff on the spot as well. Like I'd be shit at comebacks because I take too long. I'm the person that thinks of a comeback when I get into bed.
Yeah. Okay. This morning I ordered a porridge from the drive-thru. This is the McDonald's. Then was asked to park in Bay 5. Took 5 minutes to arrive, making me late for work. And when I opened it, it was lukewarm. How hard is it to have porridge ready in the morning? How hard is it to get your Goldilocks ass up a bit earlier in the morning? I'm actually speechless. They reply, I wish you were.
Perfect.
And it's like, fucking hell. Tesco's. There's a Sky one. Another Sky one. Costa. Argus, Tesco, Cadbury's genius. World, JD Sports, Aladdin, fucking hell, JD. Fucking Aladdin. Oh my god, about rubbing the trainers like a genie and shit like that is fucking funny.
Brilliant. Fucking ace.
Yeah.
It there sounds was one, like
there go was on. One that they replied in the song of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air at the beginning, but they changed the words to fit the complaint. Fucking well oh, funny. It. It's well funny.
Do you complain?
I fucking love complaining.
I mean, I know that, but I mean, like, is there a scenario where you would and you wouldn't, or
it depends who I'm with, what it's for, it's a, the like, situation.
Okay, so bad food in a restaurant.
When you always hear the story about don't complain because they'll spit in your food shit when it comes food. Back.
Yeah,
yeah. If you're wanking your dinner or whatever, so no. I would probably complain. Yeah, I have done before, like waiting for the food to come out. I've done that many times. I know it's not obviously not the waitress or the waiter's fault, but they always get the brunt of it, don't they? So with the food, I don't think I've had to complain about food, really, to be fair. But waiting for the food, definitely I have.
Like, we've complained, like, okay, so I remember last year, like year before, we went to Tenerife on holiday and yeah. Our flight was delayed coming home. And I mean, 6 hour delay. So by the time our flight was supposed to take off, the plane hadn't even left the UK to bring us home. Yeah, so they were dropping people, refueling, taking us back. Bearing in mind, by the time we were supposed to take off, that flight had not even landed. So we already knew it was like, we're going to be here hours.
Yeah.
So we went to the first class lounge, but we had to pay to get in. And if you pay to get in, it's like free drinks, free food, sofas and telly and all that sort of stuff. So it was good. It was worth it.
Yeah.
30 euro. I think it's like 30 euros each. So if your flight's delayed more than 2 hours, you get a percentage back. If your flight's delayed over 4 hours, you get a higher percentage.
Yeah, yeah.
Bearing in mind, like, and it was like 5.5 hours or something like before we even took off. And basically they said to us, like, follow this complaints procedure, like, you'll get money back.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, my wife being my wife, she's the boss when it comes to complaints. She followed it through to the end. I think nobody ever does, but she followed it through to the end she followed it through for weeks and weeks, just responding to emails. This is what happened. We was delayed this time. They knew that. Yeah, yeah. They had all the flight details. They refunded us for the entire holiday.
Holiday?
The entire holiday. Because it was booked as a package.
Oh, I see.
Okay. We had one complaint about the hotel because the room that we got initially had not even been cleaned. It was like they just give us the keys and somebody had been in that there that day. We got there at like 10 o'clock at night, so it was already like it was dark and there was like there's nothing we can do. So it's like, what the hell? So yeah, they swapped us rooms, blah blah blah. So we put that in the complaint, told them about the flights, waited weeks and weeks and weeks, and they just basically sent us a check for the entire holiday. So I think it's worth complaining if you have the reason to complain.
Definitely. You know, if we did that, then we'd expect, if we were really shit at our jobs at work, we'd expect to be told off. So obviously in certain situations, you can't pick an individual person. So as a whole, the company has to make up for the issues. So yeah, I definitely agree with that.
The problem is people have found loopholes in complaints now. Like, how many people think you go to McDonald's and buy 25 quid's worth of food, ring them up and go, just got home, the entire order is cold, and they'll say, well, do you want to come back and we'll give you fresh food? And they'll go, no, I can't. Okay, well, here's a code for you, and the next time you come through, the meal's on us. Like, how many? You could do that every time.
Oh, didn't know they did that.
Yeah, yeah. I only know they did that because I got a Love 'Em cheesy bacon flatbread. However, they should. McDonald's need to bring back the bagels. Sorry, but they fucking do. I bought a cheesy bacon flatbread on the way to work.
Yeah.
A bit into it as you're driving. They're brilliant as you're driving because they're flat. There's no messing. You just pull them out of your teeth. Easy. A bit into it. And the bacon was literally just still defrosting. It was frozen. Oh, it was still defrosting in there. I was livid because I was starving. And look, that's why I was so angry. I was hangrier because I was hungry. So I called them. I said, listen, I'm not happy. Just like your complaints. Do you know what I mean? When you were just reading that a second ago, I'm not happy. So I rang him and he said, oh, I'm really sorry, mate. Like, next time you come through, let us know. You can have an entire meal on us. Okay, cool. But I can't really argue with that. Like, just replace the meal. Problem is, some people want more and more and more from complaints, don't they? They're like, you know, they lose a chip, but they want a whole meal.
Yeah. Yeah, that. I remember one time I went to a Costa drive-thru and I was with someone in the car and I wanted a sweetener, yeah? Just a normal, everyday sweetener. And it looked like they were training new people and there's this young girl who was serving through the hole. And she goes, oh, we haven't got any sweeteners. And I could see them from when in the car, I could see them where they are in the store. And I'm like, they're there. They're there. And she goes, oh, sorry, we haven't got any. Hello, they're there. So while they were still sorting the drinks out, I got out of the car, walked around the drive-thru, into the store, picked them up, at the counter they were. I said, here, they're not here, are they? Look at that. Can't you see? And they're like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, really? I said, what the fuck are you doing? I walked out the shop, went back in the car, I said, look, got one. Started putting my drink in front of them. I said, I'm sorry, I don't care how new you are. A sweetener is a sweetener. They're there in front of you. I can see them through outside the building. Through the fucking window. And I thought, that's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
Have you seen those videos where, like, people give drive-through staff stick and they literally throw drinks at them and stuff?
Yeah. Mainly America, yeah.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if, like... This guy got to the drive-thru, and as the bloke was carrying the drinks, he beats his horn, so he made him, like, go.
Dropped him.
So then he was that shocked, he just threw them in the window.
In his car.
That would be the worst thing as well. Can you imagine just being, like, soaking, but still, you still got to drive?
You'd be sacked as well from doing that.
Yeah, but it'd be worth it, right?
Would it, though?
Worth it. Yeah, it would. Of course it'd be fucking worth it.
Depends who it was. Not for a bib. Because end of the day, it's his drinks you're nearly spilling. It's not your own.
I think it's a person's right to complain, though. I think it is because...
You always have your opinion. Everyone's opinion is different. So yes, you are allowed.
I think in this day and age as well, with the financial... sounds wrong that I'm talking about spending... 20, 40 pounds on biscuits. Money problems. But I think in this sort of financial climate, if something's wrong and you've paid a lot of money for it, like, fucking do something. Like, at the moment, I'm having this, again, this is just going to sound stupid, but, so, bearing in mind, I'm an old man now, and I like slippers. Now, bearing in mind, I'm just because I'm old doesn't mean I have to be trendy. I can't be trendy. So I bought the very famous, all the lads want them, or all the women. These are the UGG Tasmans.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, these are like 100, 120 quid each. Because you can wear them outside. You can wear them anywhere. They're just regular UGG bottoms. Bear in mind, like, the problem is I've got a pair of UGGs from, like, years ago. And the condition is perfect. They're still, inside, the fair still sticks up. Bear in mind, I've had these not that long. Look inside, you'd think I'd had them years.
Oh, wow, yeah, they're definitely flat.
Right, so where's the fur gone? Like, where's all the fluffy...
The fur, yeah.
People can see the fur. All right. Where's it gone? Honestly, they look like, oh, my God, he needs a new pair of slippers. These are not old, people. These are not old. They're not fake. These are real. All right? And I found out recently that this brand...
Yeah.
So there's like three different variations of the actual brand.
Okay.
So there's UGG, and then there's UGG Australia, and then there's UGG 1974. This brand uses cheap materials. And apparently they're saying to their customers, you bought them. Like, so I'm not going to complain about that. Like, they're slippers. I wear them every day. They're still comfortable as shit. However, yeah, the quality is fucking terrible. But I know that this is like a Christmas must-have. All these slippers are all over TikTok. Fucking everybody wants them at the moment. Yeah. I've got them. Just saying, you know, because I can. Oh, he's got a pair of Crocky Walkies.
You want to get some? I bought these last Christmas. Fucking yellow, obviously. You see my sock fluff, sorry. But yeah, these are fur lined. Fucking amazing. I can wear these outside as well, just saying. Which I do in the garden. Fucking crocs are the best thing ever fucking made, they are.
You can either go sports car or off road in those things, can't you? Do you ever go off road and put the heels up?
You can, sports mode. Da, da, da.
Off road. Off road's for putting the bins out, for sure.
Yeah, I love.
Off road is if you've got to carry shopping in, because you can't lose a slipper.
You know, you're tripping up that shit.
However, so back to the complaint side of it is, yes, I paid the money for these. I'm fucking stupid, right? Because consumerism, this day and age, is everything's mass-produced. And when things are overly mass-produced, the quality goes down. Quality
drops down, yeah.
So that's like, it's 101. It is what it is. The quality's gone down. I can't complain. Why? Because I'm a consumer. I fell for it. I bought them. I wore them. I like them because they look good. However, still incredibly comfortable. But I'm pissed off because it's not the quality I expected.
Compared to the other version you have.
Yeah. If you go to your favorite restaurant, you've been going there for years. You have the same dish every time because you're like, I can't pick anything else off the menu. I fucking love this food. And then one day you go and the chef that's been there for years making it has left. You order the same dish and it's fucking horrible. Do you complain or not?
I can give an example of that. My mum and dad always go to Beckwith Emporium, yeah? Afternoon tea for two. I always used to buy them vouchers for that, like occasions, birthdays, etc. Well, recently they've been bought out by a different company. They're now not owned by Beckwith, they're owned by like Blue Water or something like that.
Posh company, yeah.
Yeah, so the price has increased by about £5-6 per person, because it used to be set for a meal for two. And the quality, you get less food. And the quality is not as good. So obviously the price has gone up. So they've been doing that for years going there. They're now no longer going to go there and do that. So bringing new companies in, trying to, like you say, not mass produce, but the way these companies work, they try to do things on the cheap, less quality, higher price. And now they've lost the customer. I'm sure they're not bothered that my mum and dad won't go there now. But it could be more than one person. It could be so many people that go there regularly for events, etc.
Did you ever go to... This happened to a very, very famous Northamptonshire restaurant. So did you ever go to the original Buddy's?
Which one was that? In the middle of town?
In the middle,
near Smoke Pit?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fucking amazing. Oh, it's Ghostbusters in there with the little big fat tellies on the counter.
So
amazing.
I remember, honestly, I remember my mum took us all there for when I must have been 12, 13. And I walked in there and my eyes were like, oh my God. This is amazing. This is everything I want from a restaurant. You can play Trivial Pursuit. They've got The Simpsons on right next to you. Like, there's like toys and everything all around.
Memorabilia. It's amazing. Jukeboxes.
It was fantastic. Absolutely. Yeah. And the menu were literally like page. Yeah. And the food would literally come out and you'd order a small and it'd come out and it'd be like, I can't eat that.
Gotta love America.
I just remember it being out of this world.
Yeah.
I remember the food being great. And I remember thinking, wow, how did my mum discover this place? Like, it's fucking mental.
Yeah.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Went there for years. And then it was like, oh, Buddy's has now opened on the A45. Went there.
What, the Sixfields like?
No, not the Sixfields one. No, I went to the Sixfields one first, actually. That was all right.
I had a story about the Sixfields one.
Okay. Well, let you get to your... Let me finish my story.
No, that's why I stopped. So I didn't interrupt, you fucker.
Every time, people. The listeners know, Mickey. No, and we both interrupt each other. It's fine. So anyway, they expanded, didn't they? They had like five different restaurants. However, and the restaurant quality, yes, the main restaurant, the chain wasn't the same in terms of memorabilia, in terms of aesthetics.
No, it wasn't. Location.
However, basic version. The food was still good. But the problem is they got too big for their boots. They expanded and the quality just fucking crashed. Like, and I'm talking with a fucking howling hole. And then they sold the company. Once they sold the company, basically the new owners come in and said, look, we're going to keep Buddy's the same. However, we are going to really do a basic menu. The burgers will still be there and this will still be there.
Milkshakes.
And I went after they changed. Obviously, the original restaurant, that gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but the... We went after they changed. Fuck me. It was fucking terrible. It was literally a fucking tiny little burger in a powdery bun. Do you know, like you'd have at a barbecue.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not the same bun.
Flour on the top.
I was like, yes, we all know you've kept the plates for years. The plates are the original plates. But the food's fucking terrible. I remember getting some, like wet fries. And I remember literally you could see the puddle of the actual oil going up and down the plate. I was like, this fucking drip. So going from a really famous family loved restaurant to a fucking sack of shit. Like, it just shows you take away the quality just because you bought a company or a project or fucking, it might have been a project to you or something.
Yeah.
You can't recreate what was already good. Do you know what I mean?
Why change it though?
Exactly. It's kind of like, you know, if it works, not broke, don't try and fix it.
Exactly.
So what was your story about Sixfields?
Yeah, I only went Sixfields once. I was with my kids and my ex-wife. She wanted a blue steak. Blue or rare, one of them anyway. And the woman brought the food out. And, will you shut up? Fucking dog. Sorry, I opened my window because it was fucking hot in there. Fucking rat dogs are back. Sorry, people. And they brought the food out. And it wasn't rare or blue, whichever she had. It was near enough well done. It's because, oh, I didn't want it like this. So I did ask for, just call it rare. I wanted it rare. And you've given me well done. Well, that's what rare looks like. So it's not, because I have it everywhere I go, exactly the same. That's dead. I want it still moving, sort of thing. So they went back, spoke to the chef. She came back again. No, that's how the chef does rare. And she's like, well, I'm not eating that. I don't want that. And it ended up my ex-wife and the woman shouting at each other in the fucking restaurant. We ain't paying for that. Like, we all finished the food, but she didn't. In the end, they took her meal off because she basically didn't eat it.
Yeah, so, which is the thing. It's such a problem, though, isn't it? When there's a group of you and, like, one person's meal's fucked up because you're like...
Mine's nice.
No complaints here. Shall we get dessert?
Yeah. Shush, shut up. This is nice.
Oh, I remember when we was in Florida and the entire family, my wife's family, we went to the Hard Rock at Orlando Hard Resort.
Cafe, yeah. Nice in there.
Yes.
Oh, in Vegas.
Yes, we went there. And I'd never been to the Hard Rock at this point. And I thought, oh, I'm loving this. I'm fucking starving. We've been walking around the park all day, starving. Going to get any other fucking biggest burger going. And I've seen this giant rib platter. I was like, I'm having that. Anyway, have the rib, order the food. And first drink goes down. I'm thinking, you're at a theme park. It's busy. Like, you've got to wait some time for your food. Let's just sit in conversation. Let's just relax. We're not in a rush. We're all right. First drink goes down. 40 minutes go by. Okay. Second drink comes. Have the drink. Hour and 10 minutes goes by. I'm thinking, this is taking the piss now. Luckily, I didn't have to say a word. Like, turns out my wife So my wife is very much like her stepmom, my mother-in-law. Turns out they're much alike when it comes to complaining. I have to do nothing. They just take over. So my mother-in-law just basically has a quiet little word. Says, can you see what's going on with the food? Like, what's going on? Okay, yeah, no problem. Go and check. Comes back. Brings over one of the plates. And I think it was my brother-in-law's food or my food. Anyway, puts it down. One meal. I'm thinking, oh, it's okay. The food starts to come. It's all good. No, just the one plate. Just the one plate. Half an hour later, brings another plate. Just the one plate. This is like, Emma just like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Wow. Anyway,
this poor bloke, she gave him both barrels plus a couple extra. Like, and it's just like, this is fucking horrendous. So they basically refunded the entire bill and all the drinks that we'd been drinking for the past hour and a half. But we left there. Half of the people were starving. Half of them were fine because they ate.
We're all good.
Oh, but I get why people in a restaurant, I get why people do complain. But for me, I'll have the bottle if it's really wrong. Like, I'll say something if it's really wrong. If it's like minuscule, I won't say anything.
No. I remember do you remember Bella Pasta at Six Fields?
Oof, yes.
Yeah, I went there many, 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 many years ago with family. And there's four of us there waiting for food. It must have been nearly an hour and a half. And I was losing my shit. I was very vocal. Not in a direct manner to one person, just to the whole fucking restaurant. Very open about my feelings. I kept getting told to shut up. I did not shut up. I kept going. In the end, I said, I don't know what you lot are doing. I said, but I'm gone. And then the waiters come out. I said, look, I ain't staying here. I said, your service is shit. I said, I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. You're taking the piss and we're going. See you later. And it's like, sorry, but there's only so far you can push people for them to be understanding. If your food's going to be late, for whatever reason, go tell them. Say, really, really sorry. We're very busy. Or something's happened in the kitchen. We'll get us out as soon as possible. That's fine. But they didn't even speak to us.
Oh, it's even worse when they don't acknowledge them. Exactly. They don't exist.
Yeah, it's like, don't look at that table. I'm not looking.
This happened to me and my mum and my brothers. We went for food at Frankie and Benny's and had the food. Food was fine, perfect, no problems. Had the meal, lovely. And my mum goes, can I get the bill, please? Sits there, was just talking, waiting for the bill. It's busy, yeah. The restaurant's busy. 20 minutes goes by. My mum's like, well, I kind of want to go now. Like, it's just the way. Can I get the bill, please? He says, yeah, no problem. Give me a minute. I'll bring it over. Like, another 10 minutes goes by. And my mum's like, let's just go and stand at the front, like at the counter, like we want to be seated, but we'll pay at the front.
Yeah.
We stand there for ages, and the same guy that says he'll get our bill is seating people, and we're stood to one side, like we're waiting. And every time he seats somebody, he clocks us. Right? And I'm like, my mum's like, she's like, I need to pay the bill. Like, quietly saying it, but not trying to make a scene.
Yeah.
So bearing in mind, we've been in there like half an hour waiting to pay his bill. And mum's just like, well, I've tried three times. Okay. So we just left.
100% back that. I support that act.
Just left. She's like, I'm not making off without trying to pay. She's like,
I'm begging to give you my money, but you're not accepting it.
I get it. Like, he's busy, but he's not the only one working. And the restaurant's got pretty quiet now. Like, he's just ignoring me now. And he's even looking at me. And he knows I want to pay the bill because he's told me three times.
Be with you in a minute.
Give me a minute. There's a difference between a minute and half an hour, bruv. Like, so yeah, we just fucking left.
I support that fully.
Well, fair play. Like, you can see if they wanted to go back and check their cameras and go, oh, did these people walk off without paying? No, you can see her asking for the bill. You can see her stood at the front for like 15 minutes.
Wave your card at him.
Fucking. Fucking left. Oh, but this is what I mean, customer service. What a random little episode we're talking about, complaints and customer service.
It's good because this time of year, everybody is very stressed while they're shopping. So this is going to happen. You're going to be on another level. And
phobia. To be honest, that is for me though. Like, let's talk about the other side of complaints now. Let's just talk about being a general bloke at Christmas time. Being stood in the middle of, let's be American, a department store.
Do you like this? Does this look nice to me? What do you reckon? These shoes? No. Honestly, no matter what you say, it's always wrong.
I am in the shop and then literally I'm going, I don't give a shit. I really don't give a fuck. It's going to cost this much. I don't care. Spend it, all of it gets us out of this shop. In fact, max out the card, then we don't have to go to another shop.
Another shop.
Do you know what I mean? Because my wife does that. We'll be somewhere like Rushden Lanes. We'll go into the shop. We'll get everything she needs. We'll go back towards the car and go, cool. We'll walk in towards the car. Oh, we're just going to go in here. What? You've done it. You only needed that. Like, you don't need to go in there. You've got what you needed. Yeah, it's fine. We're just going to have a look in it. And my fucking daughter's like, yeah. You're just gonna have a look in here.
You're fucked.
And what? We're gonna look in here? Like, we go to this outlet village and there's this makeup shop. This makeup outlet. And my obviously wife goes in there, and then my daughter's fucking obsessed with makeup now. So she's like, they're in there for ages. 20 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes. And honestly, I'm outside, or then I go in and I follow them around like a fucking lost puppy. And they don't stop looking at shit. And it's shit as well, because all the items are either £2 or £3 or £4. It's absolute wank. Why would you put this fucking cretin stuff on your face? But they'll keep looking. They'll keep looking and they'll buy a basket full of shit. And I'm just like, you've just wasted like 30 quid on shit. I literally could have shat in a carrier bag for you and gave it to you, and it would be the same value. Rants.
Good way to finish, Niall. I heard this on TikTok the other day, yesterday. I think I recorded it. Did I record it? Sure I did. I fucking pissed myself. I'm sure I recorded it. Where did I put it? You just keep talking a minute, and I'll finish.
Just keep talking. Talk amongst yourselves. So if you are in shops this time of year, we understand, lads. It is stressful. We understand, lads. If you're with your girlfriend, it's even stressful. But you've just got to hope that your wife's or girlfriend is going to buy some lovely underwear to surprise you with over Christmas so you can get your end away. Or you'll be back in them shops spending more money quicker than a bookies runner. That's all I can say. I've got nothing else to say. It's just hard work, boys. It's Christmas. Deal with it. Mickey's still looking. For listeners out there, We've now gone over the 1 hour mark. We're technically over our filming time, but you know, it's fine. I'm stood here. I've been sat in the same position. I need a shit, and I know I need a shit because it's at that point of Uranus where if you fart, you could more than likely follow through. So this is going to be a lovely thing at the end of the podcast that you're listening to and you're thinking, now I know after that episode, Niall is going for a shit.
Every time we finish, we
one of us goes for a shit.
And he goes, right,
for shit.
We have a little chat and he goes, right, I'm going for a shit.
But it's either we're going to get some food or we're going for a shit. It's literally how dads work, man. Mickey's still not found it.
I have not found it. It's a brilliant. I'm sure it was on TikTok.
Explain.
It was a podcast, yeah? They were Australian. And I was following them. Because I thought, they're funny. And there was a fucking story, and it fucking made me laugh.
What was the story? Because I might have heard it. Tell me.
These people went on a date, and they had some drink, and they went back to her house, and she wanted to have a shower, yeah, before having some sexy time. And I think I can remember it. Yeah, so she's in the shower, but he really needed a shit. And he's thinking there's only one toilet, and obviously the toilet's in there with the shower. You can't go in there and have a shit because it's going to be bad. Anyway, she has a shower. He finds a carrier bag, yeah? So he shits in this carrier bag, and he's like, where? She lived in like a complex apartment sort of thing, complex. And so he opens the door, like the balcony, and he's just like, fuck it, I'll swing it. I just go, and he's loving it, yeah? And he goes, pew! And he's fucking, it's out of there, like fucking home run. Gone. He's thinking, yes, I got away with this. Phew. Anyway, little while later, lights are out. They're having some sexy time. And she keeps stopping. It's like, what's the smell? And he's like, I can't smell nothing. And she's like, it smells like shit. And he's like, nah, it's not. And they're carrying on, blah, blah. She goes, no, look, stop this. This smells like shit. Turns the light on, yeah? The ceiling is covered in shit where he's been swinging the bag and the sloppy has come out. It's come out the carrier bag. It's just gone, doo, 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 doo. Pebble dashed the ceiling. Let's just say he wasn't in there long and he left.
What do you do at that point? Because at that point, I would look at her and go, I would blame her. I'd be like, is that shit on your ceiling? I'd be like, you're fucking disgusting.
When I heard, as the story was going along, and I was listening to it, I was thinking that maybe it was on his legs or his ass or something because he hadn't wiped. That's what I was thinking. The ceiling was never in my thought process.
Oh, God.
But yeah.
I'm a nervous shitter as well. So, in any situations,
yeah.
I mean, luckily, I'm married now. My wife knows all about my pooing habits. I'll be honest with you, I've been sent to the sofa a few nights. But especially if I've had a jacket potato with cheese and beans,
up and down.
She's like, and I start, my guts start going. She's mm-hmm. like, honestly, mm-hmm. just for both of our sakes, so I don't have a go at you. Go and sleep on the couch because it's just going to be bad. I'm going to get annoyed. The room's going to stink. You're going to need to go for a shit about three times. Yeah. She's got used to... That's why I think women need medals because, do you know what I mean? When you first start getting together, you hold them shits in until you leave. You hold them farts in until they hurt. And then you leave and then all of a sudden you get in your car and you're like... Then I know women do the same.
Or you get up to leave the house and you think, oh dear, and you're talking in the kitchen or wherever you are, ready to go. And you're thinking, oh, that's coming out. And you like cross your legs in a weird way and clench your ass cheeks. And then like, oh, are you going then? It's like, in a minute. And you have to try and very, very slightly, slowly release a bit that doesn't make a noise just so that it will stop and then you can walk again. Yeah, been there, done that.
On that note, people, thanks for joining us for another episode of Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Remember, everybody, if you get to this episode, you need to go for a shit. It's perfectly normal.
Because we do.
Deuces. Fuck off.
The Dads, Lads and Kebabs podcast is available to listen and download on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podbean, and all other podcast platforms.